So then how did you get into TV work initially?
The Eight Reindeer Monologues was done here in Los Angeles and got a good review, and so an agent went to see it, and he liked what he saw, and he called me up. I still lived in Chicago at the time, and called to see if I'd be interested in trying to work for television. And I came out here, and since then I've written 5 or 6 pilots, and only one of them's been produced.
Which was?
Which is Undressed for MTV, which I guess I'm wearing that hat today.
Is it difficult? Because obviously, you know, they pay okay, but you don't know when the next one's going to show up. Is it one of those things where when you finish one, you think, huh, I wonder if I'll ever work in TV again?
That is absolutely true. It's a strange lifestyle because, the money is outrageous compared to what you do and compared to the theater. It's just insane. I made more money on my first pilot, the little Saturday morning cartoon show, than I had ever made in playwriting, just on that one pilot. And that was actually a pretty low-paying job. One thing that's hard about writing for television versus writing for the theater is that you start with an advertising slogan. You know, I mean, in the theater, if I'm writing a play, before I start writing a play, I come up with an idea and I think it through and I go, is that a good idea? I'm pretty good at fleshing out characters that people like to play. Because of this, I can sort of do that just naturally now. I've done it for so long and I've created hundreds of characters. But you guys need me to worry about the characters way earlier than normal, because that's how it works here. That's what you want to hear is the characters. And so it ends up having me work in reverse order, that I need the characters first, where what I usually do is I come up with the story first, situation first, and then I go, okay, now that we're in a bar on the moon, who walks in? Oh, I got a great character that walks in.
Bar on the moon, that's Jeff's idea, so don't act like you just heard it out of your brain. That's Jeff, so don't try to steal that one.
Can he sue them if they come?
Oh yeah, Jeff will probably sue you if he sees either a bar or a moon in any, I would assume in any pilot that
anything
you ever see.
I'm watching for bar and moon. That's mine.